When returning home from holiday last Thursday, my wife Peggy, our son Thomas, and I were traveling from Victoria to Calgary. And just east of Sicamouse, a rock dislodged from a cliff and landed within a couple of feet of our van. It bounded up, hit the bumper, went under the van, then hit the front tire of the bike that was closest to the back of the van, and thankfully the trajectory changed so it didn't hit the car behind us, but landed safely on the shoulder of the road. A second difference in the rock's landing could have resulted in the rock being farther in front of us so that as it bumped up and jumped forward, it would have gone through our windshield, or a second later, and it could have landed right on front of the van. It was an experience I will never forget, and I am so thankful for the gift of life and for being here today as opposed to being in the purgatorial state, let me tell you. Well, this experience helped me to realize that life is a dangerous journey. And we must be on the lookout for those rocks that want to take us out. St. Paul understood that there are hazards on the journey of life that are equally treacherous, and if not avoided, can do great damage to another family. And that family is called the church. In the passage from 1 Corinthians, St. Paul talks about the rocks of jealousy and quarreling, which were on display in the Corinthian church. Jealousy, if left unchecked, has a way of obstructing our vision. We cannot see clearly. And when it leads to quarreling, the car can go out of control, and it can ultimately result in spiritual death to individuals and to communities of faith. Jealousy and quarreling, at their heart, is the worst of the seven deadly sins. It's called the sin of pride. And we all need to be on the lookout for this big rock, because each and every one of us has a very strong propensity to fall into the sin of pride. Within the Corinthian church, this pride was taking a kind of factionalism, where some said, "I'm Paul's man." Others said, "No, no, I belong to Apollos." Remember that St. Paul was the one who established the church in Corinth, and we could say that Apollos was the church's first pastor. And so Paul says, "I planted, and Apollos was the one who watered." You see, what St. Paul is saying to us is the following, that we are to understand that we are called to a kind of humility, and particularly for those who are called to leadership in the Holy Catholic Church of Jesus Christ as ordained leaders, we are called fundamentally to a life of humility, where we understand that positions of leadership are not to be self-serving, but to assist the people of God so that they can not only know Jesus, but grow in their relationship with Jesus. Those who belong to the church need to be able to trust their priests. Those who belong to the church need to be able to trust her bishops. In what way? Priests and bishops are to nurture and to care for the garden. Priests and bishops are to be like workmen who, in looking at the building of the church, can say, "Oh, here it needs some renovation. Here we need to give some attention." When within the church family, we allow for what St. Paul calls as human inclinations to drive the church is no longer a safe place. When this happens, Jesus Christ needs to rebuke her through those who are willing to recognize his lordship. Now, remember in the gospel, the demons recognized the lordship of Jesus Christ, but they wanted to distort that lordship. Peter recognize the lordship of Jesus Christ, and he wanted that lordship to restore his mother-in-law, who had a high fever. I will speak at every Mass on the 15th and 16th of September, where I will speak explicitly about the most recent revelations regarding the sex abuse scandal. But I want to suggest to you this morning that what Jesus is doing is he is rebuking his church because of this fever that has infected us for far too long. This fever that has seen those in positions of power to use that authority in a way that it's not just one rock that has come off the cliff, but countless, countless rocks. And there are some who have been so hit by the rock of pride because of the misuse of power by those within the church that they no longer see the church as a safe place. There might be some of us here this very morning who, kind of like me last Thursday, have been so shaken by what has happened most recently that we are different as a result of it. It is my prayer that at St. Peter's, this family will increasingly experience a kind of pastoral care where we are discovering that it is safe to be in this family. We are discovering, in the words of today's collect, which I just love, these words. Listen again to the collect. May your grace, O Lord, we pray, at all times go before us and follow after us, and make us always determined to carry out good works. Such grace is able to be operative when God's deacons, God's priests, God's bishops, God's archbishops, God's cardinals, and God's Pope understand that they are servants working together on your behalf, working together on your behalf, so that with you, we can journey through this world looking out for the rocks the devil would send our way, so as to live well in this world, so that we will make it home safely to the next. As your pastor, I am committed to this.